Would you like to see how Robert and I both approach a chart differently? We have readings scheduled Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday where you can do just that from the gallery. Kind of like speed dating for chart reading. Well, not really. But if you'd like to peek in with us, registration is at the top of funastrology.com. Well, it's hump day, and we have a yod alert in the chart today. Do I have your attention? Hi, Thomas Miller from the Fun Astrology Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Welcome in. And yes, we have a yod in today's chart, triggered by the moon. This one has karma written all over it. And before we go there, let's mention Saturday's webinar just briefly. The biggest aspect of the year, basically, Jupiter conjoining Uranus on Saturday. Robert and I are doing a special webinar about it where we go through all the signs and how the aspect will work on it. Robert has put so much time into this. I keep checking in with him, and he's like the guy that just has this cup of coffee going, you know, and he's just been in his chair all week. He's really putting a lot into this. So I hope you'll join us Saturday. It'll be at 4 p.m. If you can't make it live, we're going to be on StreamYard just like we do Level Up. But if you can't make that, you will get a recording. There will also be Q&A afterwards for those who are on live, so there's obviously an incentive to be there if you can. But if you'd like to register, just go to the top of funastrology.com. Now, back to this yod. At the top of the yod, remember the yod is also called the witch's hat because it just is a big, tall triangle. And up at the top of that tall triangle is Saturn, which is also still joined by Mars. They're only 4 degrees apart. So Saturn and Mars, the two malefics, are at the top of the yod. On the base of the yod is the moon and the south node of the moon. So that's trigger planet plus karma planet, right? So we've got, this is just a yod that says, watch out for something from the past coming up, triggering quickly the moon and Mars. And this is what's showing up in this chart with this yod is one of the things of Saturn that I really like. If you get on the right side of Saturn, now this could be one of those, if you're resisting, then this could be one of those aspects that really could be tough. Because the south node is wanting to bring up this old stuff. Saturn on the positive side is, I think, of the big benefic father figure. That something has kind of broken down, you know, the kid has done something wrong, but it's not that big of a deal, and dad just wants to help guide them and teach them rather than to just quick fix. He wants this to be a good lesson. That's this picture, at least on the good side. Then if the kid is just a rebellious little snot, then dad can come down with a heavy hand and the kid feels pain and doesn't still wake up because they're still in the resistance and the rebellion. That's the other side. But something is wanting to come up, south node. The moon is in Leo, so it definitely is personal. It's definitely our issue that wants to come up. And then Saturn and Mars are both blowing bubbles in Pisces water. So they really, in a way, want to find the easy way through this. And I'll tell you, I've been on both sides of this very thing. And I look at this and I think of so many times that this kind of thing was going on in my life where I was resisting, either comatose, unconscious, or just didn't want to have anything to do with it. And Saturn and Mars had to do their dirty business, usually involving some kind of club to the head. You know, get my attention. Don't be like that. There's a whole different side to this of love and nurturing and wanting to really improve our soul's path in a big, big way. And it's just today. The moon will pull off of this so fast. By the time you're in rush hour traffic this afternoon, it will mostly be dissipated. So this is one of those benefits of following the sky like we do, because you can tune into that energy. And just the thing would be to just breathe with it and be with it and open up to it. Is there some kind of business this morning that I need to take care of? Even if I need to just jot it down in my journal and pick it up later, is there something that wants to come to mind? Some kind of change that I need to make? Some kind of course adjustment? So then through this, intuitively, again, the moon and Pisces are at play here. So intuition is key. You find something that could help you raise your vibration, raise your timeline a little wee bit even. then the key word of the day is don't resist. Two words. It's a theme, non-resistance. And something beautiful is happening on the other side of that south node today because Venus, at 2:45 this afternoon Eastern, conjoins the north node of the moon. So that's the love planet, sweating profusely in Aries, but bringing some love and tenderness to the north node in Aries. And boy, does it need it. It's been aggressive ever since it walked in there last July. The bundle has the grip on the rest of the chart today. No other significant aspects. The main thing is give yourself some love. That's one thing with Venus and the North Node. And don't resist if there's some change that needs to be made. Good plan for today around a yod, which is all about our soul anyway. Have a wonderful one. I hope you tune into this. If you catch it early, Yod should be there for you. See what comes up. Spend a few extra minutes and some time reflecting and meditating this morning. Have a great day. I'll see you back tomorrow. Might have a little surprise tomorrow. Maybe. We'll see. All right. Have a good one. Bye-bye.